I think they are beautiful because they're not too grainy. They're not too hoppy. They're not too sweet. They're not too sour. And they just, they feel like a hug on your inside. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer industry in a fun and flirty way for women who are just beginning their beer journey or for ladies who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm the gal pal you never knew you had, and today I'm going to be your beer guide. Now, when I think of fall and beers that go along with fall, ambers are always the first ones that pop into my mind. It's worth mentioning, most people think of pumpkin beers, pumpkin ales. I hate them. I am not a big fan of pumpkin, so I personally just do my best to forget that those exist altogether. But ambers really, I think, are the perfect fall beer because they're a happy medium between lighter brews and darker brews, and they have this beautiful autumn warm brown color. So that's what I want to talk about with you guys today. What the heck is an amber ale? What can you expect when you drink one? And why I think you need one in your life right now. Let's go. Now, I was looking at my calendar today and I can't believe it's mid-November already. I literally kept flipping back and forth and didn't believe that this is where we are, but mid-November means it's basically Thanksgiving, which means it's basically Christmas. And I'm low-key freaking out a little bit because I'm not really a good gifter and I haven't even begun to think about what I'm going to get my friends and family. So part of the reason why I started creating Beer Feelings boxes was because I wanted to have an easy solution for people like me. You know, how can we give thoughtful presents and unique presents full of local products without really having to think about them? So if you want to get or give a Beer Feelings box of your own this holiday season to create the ultimate boozy and bougie beer spa night at home, make sure you get your orders in soon. We never know what's going to happen with the postal system, and I want to make sure that you get it in time so you're punctual with your gift giving. Is that a phrase? Can you be punctual with gifts? Well, you guys get what I'm saying at this point. The other thing you could do if you live in Colorado in the greater Denver area, you can hop onto our Instagram or Facebook page to see when and where I'm going to be out on the town in person at a few different holiday markets and either go ahead and order your kit online and pick it up from me or come make your own custom kit and we'll have a good time and we'll drink a beer and do a little cheers. So all that to be said, freaked out that the holidays are coming soon, but let's get started talking about ambers. Amber ales are part of the larger pale ale family. So we talked about this, about pale ales in a very, very early episode, but let's do a speedy quick recap. Now, pale ales are an older style of beer, but basically they're beers that are lighter in color, which science, like impressive that they were able to do that. But because they're lighter in color, you tend to notice the hops a little bit more because the grains aren't quite as aggressive because they're not roasted as hard, basically is what you need to do. Now, in the past, we've chatted about IPAs and how they are part of this pale ale crew. And ambers just happen to be a different branch on that same family tree. Now, what makes these guys a little bit special and a little bit different and gives them their own branch is they use specialty malts. So all of the grains that go in there are a little bit different than your other pale ales because of, well, what they are and then how they are roasted. But that's what gives these beers their beautiful color and also their unique flavor profile. Now, you might be asking, Natalie, what the hell does an amber actually taste like? Keep in mind, much like our friend, the farmhouse ale, amber ales are a really big category. So we get a really big spectrum of flavors. As a result, most people say that they like ambers because they can find something on the spectrum that brings them joy. I think of these beers as being heartier than a lager, like they fill you up a little bit more, and lighter than a dark beer. So they're kind of like the love child of those two styles. In flavor, they can really range from being biscuity to then on the other end of the spectrum, a little more roasted and nutty. They all, though, have this very cool, like malty flavor that's just a little baby bit sweet, but overall really nicely balanced. So I think this is going to be a weird comparison, but just hang with me, you guys. I think ambers have the same kind of persona as on Thanksgiving when you're eating stuffing or dressing or whatever your family calls it, and you have in a single bite kind of like a few pieces of cornbread or some breadcrumbs. You have a little bit of salty from the turkey drippings and then a little baby bit of sweet like from an apple or a raisin, and all of those things together is just such this happy balance comfort food moment. I think that's what ambers taste like to me. As a whole, I think ambers are a pretty mellow, chill beer and all around great, especially if you or someone you know is just entering into the craft beer space. I think they are beautiful because they're not too grainy, they're not too hoppy, they're not too sweet, they're not too sour, and they feel like a hug on your inside. That's the amber, ladies and gents. But let's talk a little bit about who especially, besides like the general public, is going to like this kind of beer, right? I think you would especially like an amber ale if you, when you go to a restaurant, always order a salad that has those little candied pecans on top or roasted nuts of some sort. I think you would really love an amber if when you get holiday cookie trays, the first thing you go for is the English toffee. I think you would really love an amber if when you're drinking coffee, you tend to go for lighter roasts and you don't add too much sugar, but you really just let that beautiful coffee do the talking. Of course, I think you would love an amber ale if you love stuffing, as previously described. And most of all, I think that you would love an amber if you're looking for a beer that can hold its own and has a personality, but it isn't too aggressive. Couple of tips before I head out on this episode. If you are drinking along on an amber, because it is kind of a mellow guy, like a chill, laid back, like a comfortable couch, maybe is what an amber is to me. If you think that's a little bit too boring, I'd invite you to add the Beer Feelings Chai Cream Beer Sugar, just to add it a little more like pizzazz, a little more like fireworks on the rim. And then on the other hand, if you still think that this beer is a little bit too bitter for your taste, or maybe like you're not ready for that much of that malty kind of grainy, which I love, but if that's not your thing, I'd invite you to add the vanilla stout beer sugar. So we're still totally in control of our own flavor game. But my friends, that's going to be it for today. Short, sweet, simple, amber ales, there it is. So I invite you, go out there, get your fall on, get cozy, try an amber ale, and let me know how it goes. Before I head out, if you guys have a minute, make sure to leave this podcast a review on Apple Podcasts to help other beer newbies like yourself find the show. And of course, if you haven't done so already, make sure to hop onto beerfeelings.com, click on that little store button, and get your box orders in sooner rather than later so that I can make sure that they get to you in time for the holidays. My friends, that is it. And today, no matter what you are doing, I hope you are doing it with a great beer in hand, maybe an amber ale, and even better people by your side. Cheers, everybody. Catch you next week.